Thank you for holding. Is this Marty?
Yes.
Hi, Marty. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good. One of my reps asked me to hop on the line. She said you had more interest in the graphic design company?
Yeah.
Okay. You're trying to have that listed on Google to help promote it?
Yeah, I have it listed currently. I'm just hoping to get it ranked better.
Yeah, you have to do the optimization. Let me let me send you over the pricing page so you can see details. I don't really have any record of the graphic design company here. Do you have a website where I could review it?
Yeah, it's GnecDesign.com. G-N-I-E-C-H design.com.
Okay, here we go. I found it.
Yeah, I just started the website not too long ago.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's web crawled yet.
Mm-hmm. With Squarespace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really new. Well, we can help you further develop the site. You own the URL already, right?
Yeah, I bought the domain through Squarespace.
Okay. How long has this company been open?
I've done freelance design on and off for like the past 6 or 7 years. It's just, I kind of took a break from it when I started my painting company, which is what you'd called about.
Originally.
And so I'm hoping to try to start growing.
Hello?
Hey, there's my...
Hello?
A moment.
Oh, you're cutting out. You cut out there a little bit. You said you're hoping to try what?
Hoping to try to grow the graphic design business again. I've kind of got the house painting business at a place where I just have to manage it, if that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah, of course. Once you get a couple of people... It's just about closing the deals, and then it takes care of itself.
Right.
Okay. Let me just make sure. Like, what areas are you trying to promote this in?
Same as the Marty's painting. Same area. So kind of anywhere in, like, a 35-mile radius of the address listed.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the business listing I have, the Google business listing, I think I have specific counties put in on there.
Mm-hmm. Let me pull it up here. Sycamore. It's 364 East Lincoln Street.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it comes up as both. Can cause a little bit of discrepancy there. I mean, it looks like you were able
oh,
to
Oh, for the address? Oh, I put like unit 2 on there, so I don't know
yeah,
if that helped.
Smart. No, it did help. It did help. It allowed, I mean, rarely are you allowed to register two businesses under the same address, but it looks like this one, you already got the PIN verification too?
I didn't get, usually they send one in the mail, don't they?
Right, yeah, they mail it to you, it's a little postcard.
Yeah, I didn't get that one yet.
Okay. Let me see if I put it in here, get it requested and sent out today, if it'll still send to the right address with that unit 2 on there.
I mean, you think they would be able to, because, like, how do they do that for, like, strip malls and stuff? Because that's all the same address. It's usually just different
yeah,
units.
Yeah, it's usually different suites. They just want to verify that that's... I mean, because it comes up as a residence, not with two units, but I guess you can kind of...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Stick a 2 on that little garage or a little side house you have there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's telling me it'll send, and it's not going to interfere... My only concern wasn't so much about it sending, was that if it's going to interfere with the Marty's painting listing, I don't want it to cause any issues there. But this one's coming up as number 2218 for Marty's painting. Okay. And then, okay. So this
So what do you guys do? What's your main focus? Is it like listing on all the different websites, or do you do SEO, or are you like one of those companies that tries to build?
No, we started out as an SEO company in 2004, but we became a Google partner in 2015. So now our main focus is Google Places and Google Ads. That's what we were originally reaching out to you for, was to basically move your GMB for Marty's painting up to the first page when people type in painter. We just do the back end optimization there, so you'd show up on Google Places, and then we'd also host an ad for you, so that way you can cover, you know, whichever service area you'd like. Because with Google Ads, you're not limited on territory. Google Places and SEO are both based off where your PIN verification letter is sent. So that's kind of why I was asking with the design company. I was trying to figure out how much ground you're trying to cover and what areas you want to show up in, because that will decide really the cost of the campaign, whether we're running an ad.
Is it cheaper to do a local listing, or is it cheaper to go like, okay.
It's cheaper to do a local listing, but like I said, the less ground you cover, the less opportunity you're going to have each month for people looking up your services. So that's kind of the
right
up there. Is you know, you pay less, but you also get less calls and less return on investment, less exposure. So, you know, it's really about kind of walking that line. Some people start small and then they grow it. Some people, they dive in head first into it, and then they even grow it from there, even expanding their ad. You know, we have, like, companies like Home Advisor, for example. Home Advisor's paying Google $5 million a month to cover the whole U.S., you know?
Right.
So, I mean, we can make a campaign as big as it wants, but the campaign and the size of it and the territory that you're covering geographically is going to dictate your price. So, are you just looking to cover...
Right.
Like this county starting out, or what kind of territory do you want?
Yeah, my budget's pretty low since it's just kind of like a startup at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as I get more business, I'm willing to funnel more into it. But I know it's going to be probably like your minimum to start.
Okay. I mean, I could try to customize a package just with some features. And I sent you over the pricing page. What would you say you're willing to allot as like a monthly budget marketing wise for this?
You know what? I'm not even sure at this point. It'd probably be like $100 a month, if that.
$100
till I get the first few clients in there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I was thinking I could do is if I put you on something like our Essential package. Did you get that text message that we sent over to you?
Let me see here. Yes. Yeah, I just got it.
Let's see. Click on that link there. And it would be still be north of what you're looking for, but this is really the lowest that I could do in the wheelhouse. But I want you to be able to see.
Oh, the $300.
Yeah, well, what I was thinking I could do is I can put you on that one, but I could reduce the cost down to just $199, and then I can get the setup fee waived for you, too, so you don't have to pay the setup. So it'll just be $199 out the door, and then I can lock in that rate. So as long as you're with us, you'd actually keep that pricing structure. It wouldn't go up or change on you. And then if you want to upgrade your packages later, you know, I could even jump you all the way over to the Platinum package for the $299 pricing structure. That'll be about $4 above our wholesale cost on it. And that's just me pulling all the triggers I can. Because initially we were talking about the painting company. You know, obviously the painting company actually would have been a bit more. But for this graphic design, you don't have a lot of competition in this territory. So... a lot less than you would with the painting company. So, still got to do a lot of programming, but it's a lot less work than it would be for the painting services. And there's availability, obviously, there. We've had a spot available in that industry for a while. So, I mean, I could get you going $199 month to month. You're not locked into any kind of contract. I'll incorporate the tracking system for you as well. It's usually part of our...
I did that last night. I took you mean for the Google AdWords?
Yeah, the Google Analytics, yeah. So like the keyword planner?
Yeah, I set that up with the page yesterday, because I took advantage of the free $100 Google gives you or whatever if you set up the account with them.
Mm-hmm, the GMB.
I did that. Yeah, and so What would you be doing exactly? You'd be doing SEO on my current page, right? You're not trying to build a new page or anything like that, right?
Right, right, yeah. We would go into the current page that you have and do the optimization. And then obviously Google Places is a separate type of registration, so it'll go a little bit further than just your SEO efforts. But the SEO efforts do get you on a popular directory submission, so not all your eggs will be in one basket. Because of the SEO content creation, you actually end up on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, Facebook, you know, just to name a few. And we host all those for you as well as obviously the first page placement on Google. The first page placement on Google is going to be the moneymaker. I mean, we list you for 15 keyword terms or services at a time. So.
Oh, okay. And then, let's say I try it for a couple months, and then let's say I need to stop for whatever reason. You don't, like, unlist me from all these different directories and stuff,
no.
Right? You leave everything
no,
as it was?
Yeah, we'd leave everything as it is. We would just stop doing the optimization. So you'd obviously rotate off the first page for your keywords. But everything else would remain the same. So you'll still have all the content that we've developed for you.
Okay, so you'll be like writing a more language for the website, that kind of thing, to incorporate more of those keywords?
Yeah, so you do the backlinking and the meta tagging. You want to make sure the keywords match up with the services that your business provides. So they'll run a scan on the site. If the site doesn't, then they'll obviously recommend some changes, but we won't go in there and
sure.
change anything without getting your permission first. So we'll definitely
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then another question, so it's the $200, and then do I also have to pay for an ad campaign?
No, there's
no
ad campaign.
Or is it separate from that?
Yeah, there's no ad campaign in this package. If you wanted to incorporate the ads, we could do that. I could put you on the Platinum Package service. That one comes with Google Advertising, as well as like the Google Places and Bing Local. So you're getting everything that's in the Essential and the Pro, plus like Amazon Alexa Voice Search and all the additional features. I can put you on that package at $299. I know that's kind of like triple what you were intending to spend.
Right.
So,
well, let's just try. Let's do the basic one, just mm-hmm. so that I can have the SEO and the keyword ranking, because I know that'll help, even if I just try it for a month. Is that okay if I just try it for 1 month and see what happens?
I mean, yeah, it's month to month, no contract, so if you're unhappy with it, you can discontinue at any time, but we're obviously going to try to do the best we can to keep you happy and bring you on board, or keep you on board, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and if I start getting business, then I'll definitely, you know, want to keep it going, so.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, let's try it for the first month.
Okay.
And yeah, let me get my card.
Okay, before you do that, or go ahead and grab that, but I want to verify some information with you before I set everything up.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have a separate business line for the
I don't.
Company? Yeah, I noticed that. That could cause... See, the first things they do is they check name, address, phone number.
Hmm. Now, I've heard there's a way to get a separate phone number on the same phone.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to try and do that.
We could set that up for you, but again, it would add to the cost to add a, it's a, basically a tracking number, like through Google Suite. And it comes with a monthly cost, and then basically the number will still forward to your one phone line, but it'll show two separate numbers, so that way the listings look like separate businesses.
How much is that to add on?
Let me pull it up here. Yeah, it would be $50, because you have to get the
let's wait on that.
Account and the separate number. Okay.
Right. Yeah, maybe I'll wait on that.
Okay, let me make sure that this isn't going to cause any issues, though, too. I know I got approval on the phone number. are on the address, but I just have to make sure on the phone number. It's good, the names and addresses are different though, so those are the two big hurdles usually. Okay. So the supervisor here basically told me that if we do run into an issue with your phone number, we'll actually include the tracking line for you at no additional cost. Basically, we'll
include awesome.
A number. So he said, go ahead and set it up, and then if we run into that and that does become an issue, then we'll just go ahead and add the secondary line. We'll have to obviously meet with you and confirm that line before, so you'll be getting
sure.
a call if it's an issue at all. But at least that way you know you won't have to spend anything extra.
Right.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and update here. Okay, and then it's 364 East Lincoln Street.
Correct.
Unit 2. Okay, I got it here. 60178. Okay, so let me just do
correct.
This.
Correct.
How it matches up with your GMB, so that way they verify it. Okay, Sycamore.
What is GMB? Google My Business?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just so used to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Acronyms, yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's kind of sad, but that's basically how we communicate over here. It's all acronyms. It's like we never have time to just explain the whole thing. Okay. All right, GMB approved, website approved. Okay. All right, Marty, what's your business email address for Ginnich Design and Illustration?
GinnichDesign@gmail.com.
Okay. Was I pronouncing that correctly? It's Ginnich? Ginnich?
Yes, Ginnich.
Okay. Ginnich, okay. GinnichDesignandIllustration@gmail.com?
No, just GinnichDesign@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and update. Make sure this comes back as valid. I got to send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually have you upgraded to our pro package so that way you get the number as an option to you. So you'll be on a pro package service and all of its contents.
Cool.
Instead of the essential. Yeah, that's nice, because then you get all the extra tracking system. I feel like those are just going to help us anyway,
right.
as far as putting us in position to work together long-term. And then for your hours of operation, are you comfortable with what you already have on your GMB, like the Saturday and Sunday
calls? I don't remember what I put. What I put, like 9 to 5?
It's 8 to 4.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so we'll leave it 8 to 4. And then we'll get your PIN sent out right now. Okay, and for this business, you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's going to be a client interview. Client interviews typically take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get them completed. The last slot I would have available today would be between 4 and 5 o'clock, or we could do it on Monday. What's your schedule?
Let's do it today.
Okay.
Yeah, I can make that work.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and update. Update. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then they'll also send you a text 1 hour prior just to confirm it's still a good time for you.
Okay.
Okay, and then let me go ahead and update your billing information here. So this is going to be a pro. And then we're going to reduce this to $199. Let's delete and recreate future invoices. And then we're going to waive your setup fee here. And then I'll lock that in. And then I'm assuming, you know, a couple months down the line, everything's going well here. If, well, I don't know, actually, we might fill that painting. Are you interested in putting your painting services online? Or, I mean, it already has your Google My Business. It's just you don't rank for your services. Is that something you're going to want to do in the future, or?
Maybe down the road. I've got a pretty good setup with HomeAdvisor, Angie Leads currently that gets me a pretty good flow of business, but maybe if this works out, I might want to do it later on.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you on the qualified candidates list, so that way the next time there's an opening, they'll reach out to you. But I have a feeling if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor that you'll love the first page placement on Google, because HomeAdvisor uses Google to get the leads they sell. So it's like you're basically,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you're buying the leads at a premium cost with those lead fees, and I know they still charge you even if you don't get the job. So it's like, you know, if you list it independently, it usually winds up being more cost efficient. You get higher volume because more people are using Google, and then they're not as saturated because they're not being sold to other people. So just food for
thought. That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, long term, you're not going to want to pay a lead fee for every single painting job, you know, so getting on Google is a huge benefit. It's just, it's a lot more competition in the painting category, so it's not as commonly open as you would, as you would think. The last time we actually had an opening in this area for painting was 9 months ago, so it's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that was only open because of the season, and then once the season comes back, then people are, you know, trying to jump all over it.
Right.
All right, so I have everything set up here. The client interview was confirmed, so that's going to be for today. And that's locked in, so it's going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199 for the Pro Package, did you want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And I know it's Marty Ganich. Is there any middle initial on the card?
No, it's under Martin Ganich.
Martin. Okay, let me update the profile. I'll always call you Marty, but I just want to make sure that this matches up with the card, so that way you can write it off later. And then is the billing address the same as the street address?
Yes.
Okay. Not going to put the unit number in this one, though, even though we're sending the PIN to that. Okay, and then you said it was a Visa, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, 4275.
4275.
3520.
3520.
1255.
1255.
1565.
1565. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
924.
924. Okay, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
037.
037. Okay, sorry if there's background noise just outside of my window here. Looks like they're cutting this tree.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay, and then before I can authorize any transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through what's called a brief voice verification recording. The voice verification recording is an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, feel free to stop me. Okay, and I could always rephrase it for you. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Ganich Design and Illustration.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Martin Ganich, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 22nd of 2021. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I have waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your programming, and I have locked in this pricing structure indefinitely. So when the agreement, when the initial term is completed, the agreement is set to automatically renew each month on the 22nd day. But it'll remain in the discounted price of $199 for as long as you're with us. It states that you are not binded to a contract, so you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
I agree.
Okay. So let me go ahead and do this. Okay. All right. And once the payment clears, you will receive a text message. It'll say, Martin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay. Christian's asking. So there is a call tracking number that's separate. This one, it's usually $100 a month. He said that I can reduce, if you're interested in this particular one, okay, it's a little different. But he said I can get that to you at $19 per month. And this one's different because it allows you to track ROI on all Google My Business calls and ads. It says you can listen and review call quality on incoming calls. You have dynamic number swapping on websites. So the websites are different. That way you have different numbers on the site. And then it has customized answering and call routing. So it could be like a press one dialer, or you can have a separate answering service connected to that one, and then it'll still forward to your main line. He said that's usually what people would prefer when they go for a tracking line. So that way there's no confusion there. So when they call, they know they're actually calling Ganesh Design and Illustration and not calling Marty's Painting.
Oh, and that's $19 a month?
It's $19 flat. So it'll change the bill to $218 instead of $199.
Okay. Now, when that phone call comes in, it still goes to my cell phone, right?
Yeah, it'll still forward to the 630-779-5669. It'll just be a separate number
now, will
on
it,
the face of the site.
Will it let me know that is coming from that number, or will it just show up as a...
No, it'll let you know.
Okay, so
that way you get a heads up, and it also will be specific for them, too. So you'll know that it's coming for Ganesh Design and Illustration and not a call from Marty.
Add that on. That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, that way you don't have that awkward... like, hey, you know, what are you calling for?
Right, yeah.
The beginning of the conversation.
You want some painting work or some design work?
Yeah, okay. Let me add this. And that's nice, too, because he basically said, you know, that's almost $100, or it's usually $99, and they marked it all the way down to $19 exactly. So, you know, now you're basically saved $80 on that. Okay.
Right.
So let me go ahead and add that. Unfortunately, here we go. Okay, let me do this. Not unfortunately. Okay, good. So you're not processed yet.
Okay. So is this something that's through Google then, or through you guys?
We're a Google partner. So we work hand-in-hand with Google. It's just what happened is a lot of people that get on Google or start using Google services, they don't know how to make it work, or they don't have the time to make it work, or they don't have the availability
exactly,
in their industry to beat out a competitor that's doing their own optimization. So Google offered us as an extended service, basically, so that we're all Google-certified technicians. we go in there, we do all the programming, but we also operate as like your customer service. And the way that that helps both people, it helps you, so that way you save time, and you're actually getting the results that you're looking for, but it also helps Google, because when you're receiving good results, you continue to use the service each month. So now they have, instead of a guy that's just trying it out, you have a guy that's reoccurring, and that helps develop Google's pipeline of income.
So I guess the reason I'm asking is, if I were to cancel down the road, would that phone service be canceled too, or would I still be paying for that and able to keep it?
You would still be able to keep the phone service if you want the tracking number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have
people that just do like hosting for their website and call tracking. Because they're on e-commerce type sites where they do the transactions online. So it's like, you know what e-commerce is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, you know, that's totally fine too. You know, those ones are pretty cheap accounts. But these ones are a little bit different. What you're on, you have to have the local programming into that in order to actually show up for the people who are looking for your services. Okay, so let me see here. For some reason, this call tracking, there's not really a tab for me to add this in. Okay, so I'm going to process the local-only campaign, since we already completed that voice verification, and then you're going to get a second one, so just as a heads up, for $19 before your client interview. Okay, and then they'll confirm that at the client interview today between 4 and 5, but I have to send that back to Christian, because when I try to pull it up on the back end here, it just shows it for $99, and he's the one that approved the pricing for $19. So I'm going to send your account over to him, so that way you get that rate. It's not letting me override it here. But let me get you your invoice here. And then we'll obviously send everything in writing to you. You're going to get that here shortly. We'll update the call tracking to that once it's processed. So you're going to let me show you the first one first. But you're going to get basically a second receipt and another updated outline of your agreement, because they add that feature in.
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me for just a moment. You said this business has been going for 7 years and it hasn't really popped yet?
The design?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was a graphic designer around that long ago, and I was doing freelance design at the time, and then I kind of let everything slip when I started the painting business. Mm. So that's been kind of my cash cow, and so...
Yeah.
I've only done it here and there when, you know, friends or different people would ask me for some design work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got since the painting business kind of has taken off and I'm just more managing it, I'm trying to put more of my efforts to work in the design business again, so.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you definitely have a track record. You know, I've seen something here popped up for you. It was lead designer at Sungear. .com?
Yeah.
And then there's another thing, gallery coordinator and housing manager. Yeah, you have a history.
Yeah, that
there.
Was for, yeah.
And then Peoria. Yeah, but the Marty's painting is obviously, because you own it, that's definitely going to be, you know, your immediate cash cow right now. And then obviously this will take off. We just have to get it the right exposure.
Mm-hmm.
I probably want.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff with the T-shirt design, and so it's like I know that's not what most people want. So it's hard to put stuff on the page because, you know, a lot of people want logos and business cards and letterheads and that kind of thing, which I just haven't had that many of those types of clients where I'm like, oh, this is a really good piece. I'd want to put this on the site. So this website's kind of skimpy right now. There's not much on it.
Yeah. Well, a benefit to the pro, it, you know, and they'll go over this during the client interview too. I upgraded you to a pro service. So we do have these splash pages that are included in that package. So if you wanted to, we could go in there and modify it. It's not like a custom website design. You know, a custom website design is really what you would want in order to show off your quality of work and everything. But it would probably be a slight upgrade from what you have now, for sure. I could send you an example.
So you would just kind of go into Squarespace and make some new pages? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so you'd give us access to it, and then there's a template, and then we would just, you know, update it and basically make it look how you want it to look. But it has a pretty generic format. It's only like 3 pages or 4 pages total, so it's not a very big site. And we also like these ones to be a little simpler, too, because of the mobile platform, so that way they don't take forever to load on the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So, I mean,
So you'd have to kind of redesign the site, you're saying.
Well, it would be on your URL, but yeah, it's a template. So usually once you plug in the template, it would take over the entire design that you have now. We could still use your company logo that you have there. And then these photos, we would just have to have you send them in. So that way we have proof of consent to use them. And obviously you'd have to give us access to the site. So, but yeah, I mean, we can make it, I mean, it's basically just a white page with a couple of tabs right now. So we can build on this. I do see how it has this. I think you have more pages on here than you had, or than you have on the splash page. This one has 5 pages, it looks like, for goods. Okay. You know what? It might just be better to let you develop on this as you'd like.
Yeah, I think that's what I want to do.
Yeah, you want to add a personal touch, as long as you know what you're doing. But, yeah, and I think you do, obviously, if you've gotten this far. But if it's just good to have extra text in your back pocket. So if you run into something that you need help with, they could still help you resolve those issues, or if you want to give them access, they could go in there and make minor changes with your consent, of course. But we won't have
that's fine. Yeah, I don't mind them going in and writing content and that kind of thing. That's kind of what I feel like I'm not very good at.
Okay.
Because I had like Town Square Interactive build me my Marty's Painting page, and I took a lot of the lingo they had, like all the content, and dragged it over to a Squarespace page when I stopped using them. So I don't mind if they try to put keywords and write content for that type of thing in the page.
Yeah,
I can give access for that.
SEO content creation. Yeah, it's all going to be at your discretion too. Like Marty, we're never going to just go in there and touch something without talking to you about it first. So, you know, anything that they run by, even if it's like a slogan, even the content, they could have recommended content, but they'll send it over in an email. You can review it before it's actually published on the site.
Okay. Cool.
So I'll put that in there as well. Try to get that out to you. Did you get the text? It'll say Martin.
Here.
Okay. So there is a link in there. It'll say we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
No, I don't think I got that one.
Oh. Yeah, that's the.
I got one that just says welcome. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call.
Okay. Maybe Christian's has that on hold. Let me go in here and try to manually send it over to you. I know he's working on the tracking number set up right now.
Oh, for the phone?
Yeah, I sent that over to him while I still had you on the line. I wanted to try to get it all squared away. That way there's
cool.
No hiccups. The client interview should go pretty smooth. Okay. Try to resend this to you. Okay, Christian said he's adding it shortly, and then you're going to get a second invoice for that as well.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Okay, thank you, Christian. All Christ. Let me exit out of his window so that way I stop getting that beeping in my ear. Okay. Perfect. Okay, and then it seems like you didn't get the second one that I sent either for the initial invoice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Was it to my text or email?
You should actually have it in both. If it auto forwards to both, so you should get a text and an email.
Well, I think I got the email. Welcome to Local Splash. You will receive your login within 7 days. Oh, it doesn't have anything to an invoice, though.
7 days. You'll get that.
Oh, here we go. Local Splash initial invoice. Here we go. I got the first one, I think, to my email.
Okay. Yeah, and there should be a link in there. It'll say, please click here.
Oh, I have to sign it and do the initialing?
Yeah. You'll see there that it'll ask you to sign at the bottom, confirm text messages, and that you're the authorized user of the billing information provided. So, not a contract,
but it's just good to have
written exchange of service, being that you're paying us for the pro package and its contents. You just want to have that all out in writing. And then we'll have a copy of it here, and you'll always have this copy in your email. And you'll have the updated one with the tracking number as well sent over. So that way there's no confusion. You know, if one of my reps is like, why is he only paying $199 for the $399 Pro? You know, then they'll see, hey, okay, never mind, John approved it. He went through the directors. So, otherwise, I could have just had you speak with Liddy. It was kind of a unique situation because we weren't even specifically looking for this industry right now. We were working on a painting listing, so I'm going to have to try to fill that. Hopefully, I don't end up signing up a competing company in the painting company right now. That would kind of that'd be awkward. Yeah.
Okay, so I signed it, and then now it took me to the login page. Do I have to log in or anything, or is it good?
No, you're okay with that for right now. They're going to give you another email at the end of the client interview between 4 and 5, and you'll be basically have a temporary UNN password. You could change it to what you like, and then there's like a YouTube video in there that shows you how to use that tracking system.
Okay.
Okay, so it's pretty user-friendly. I'm going to also do one more thing before I let you go here. I'm going to send you over my direct number and extension since I kind of customized your account for you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, or if you want something done real quickly, you can always call me directly. I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then same phone number is for customer service. There's 24/7 customer service. But like I said, if you want to get a hold of me, that's my direct extension there, 544.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank
you.
Did you
just send me the number? Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it here. Okay, perfect.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So thank you for signing up, Marty. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing now, but remember, client interview between 4 and 5 o'clock. We'll circle back, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, John.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. No problem.
Bye.
Bye.